A senior lecturer at the University of Cape Coast Business School, Dr. John Gachi, is one of the people accused of receiving a degree from an unaccredited institution, Swiss Management Center, SMC. We have him on the line to react to the accusation. Good afternoon, Doc.
Good afternoon.
Is it true that you got your degree from an unaccredited university?
It is not true, and those things have been clarified by the National Accreditation Board. So I don't have any issue with obtaining a degree from unaccredited institution. SMCs have been registered by the National Accreditation Board. What that means is that any Ghanaian who is interested in their program should have confidence and enter into the program, go through it assiduously, and obtain their degree. And that degree is equivalent to any degree awarded in Ghana. So if you see your National Accreditation Board accepting a foreign institution in your country as a citizen who have faith in the laws of Ghana and institutions, you do not consider yourself to have done anything wrong. What you need to do is that the knowledge acquired should be applied in contributing in the development and growth of your country.
Doc, it is suggested that the said institution, SMC, never had an accreditation in its home country, that is Switzerland. Does that not cast doubt over the credibility of your certificate?
It doesn't. I think the question you're asking should be thrown to either National Accreditation Board or SMC management. But what both National Accreditation Board and SMC management have explained, which I believe to be so, is that at the time that SMC came to Ghana, they were not required to go through accreditation as a private institution in their home country. But as of November 2015, when their accreditation, their registration in Ghana expired, at the same period, the laws in their country have changed to allow or demand that private institutions get accredited in that country. Therefore, that becomes a requirement they must comply with. For Ghana's accreditation board accept them as a registered institution again. And that is what they ought to do, and that is what they must do. So there is nothing like they were not accredited in their home country. That is why there is doubt. No.
Now, Dr. Gachi, what do you intend to do about the matter since your academic integrity has been questioned?
It has not been questioned. If your academic integrity is questioned, and the national body that is set to deal with this matter tells the whole world that that is not true, that is not the situation, I do not see where it has been questioned. It has not been questioned. It's rather that people have gotten clarity about issues that they have been carrying around. I think we also need to put on record that all these matters have been explained several times by National Accreditation Body to those people who think that they have interest in these issues. But as why they go against the explanation by National Accreditation Board, that is known to them and their God, and I leave it with them to deal with by themselves. But the point also needs to be made that no individual would take the role of a national institution to perform. I have faith in the National Accreditation Board. And National Accreditation Board, since 2012, even before 2012, has given guidance to Ghanaians that they have a clean sheet, they have no problem dealing with that university. And no individual will come and slap issue such as integrity issue on any individual when the national body has actually given you green light to operate. So I do not take those things to be any issue against me. And those people who engage in that, in fact, before all this, some of them told me that their aim is to destroy destroy the empire of SNC in Ghana. So while people will couch their write-up or whatever in an attempt to protect the system, which is good, they have their own motive that they want to pursue, and they can go and pursue that with SNC and not individuals who legitimately, responsibly, and work assiduously to obtain their degree.
We have to thank you very much, Dr. John Gachi. Thank you so much, sir. You were listening.